Darling.
Hey!
to tell you tonight, I'm praying for you. It's already better. It's already better. I guess y'all too tired for this, but it's already better. I'm talking to somebody that's been struggling all year. God said it's already better.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you're listening, I dare you to just ask in the spirit you are. In this hour, we need God to fill us up. Hallelujah. That may require emptying us out. Hallelujah, Lord God. We want you to fill us up with more of you, God, until you're satisfied. Not we're satisfied, but Father, until you are satisfied with seeing yourself in us, that we become a mirror to reflect the holy image of God back to you, Lord God. You're not satisfied until you see your son, Lord God. Hallelujah. The Apostle Paul said, my little children, I travail again in prayer for you until Christ be formed in you. Father God, it is Christ that you are looking for to be formed in us. The work of the apostle, the prophet, it is that Christ will be formed in us, Lord God. And it is Christ doing the work in and through us to even allow us to be used, that you will channel through us, Father. So we say, fill us up today collectively. We lift our hands, we lift our cups and say, fill us up, Lord God, until we overflow, Lord God. We thank you that you are willing to pour out your spirit generously. In fact, your word declares in Joel, the second chapter, for I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your servants and your handmaidens shall prophesy. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you that you're pouring out your spirit in these last days, Lord God. We need you to pour out your spirit. Father, we thank you for your generosity, for your mercy, for your grace. We could be nothing without you, Lord God. None of us, from the least to the greatest. Hallelujah. We lift your name in praise, O God. We adore you, Jesus. We give you the glory, and we ask that you would take the seat in our heart, Lord God, as the King on the throne that reigns in our hearts. And Lord, everything in our hearts that competes with you for our affections, we ask you to cast it down, Lord. And Lord, we just bow ourselves in our posture before you today, as humbly as we know how. And we say, have your way, Father. Open our hearts, examine our hearts. If you see dark places, light it up. We can't light ourselves, but you are the light of the world. We can't even reach for you properly without you drawing. You said, none come to me except I draw. He said, except my Father draw, no one can come to me. We can't even come to the Savior without you drawing us, God. But Father, you did say if we lift you up, you will draw all men. So we exalt you in hopes that not only you would draw them, but draw us, Lord God. Lord, I heard you, Lord. You said it is time for your people to come together and pray, Lord God. It is time for your people to come together and pray, Lord God. I pray that you would release a praying spirit into our hearts, into our homes, into our sanctuaries, into our spirit, and in our thoughts, that prayer becomes the way of life, Father God. Your word declares that man ought to always pray and not to faint. This is not an hour to faint on our prayer life, but an hour to rev it up, an hour to get connected to those who are praying, an hour to pray for one another and with one another in agreement, because we all have a common enemy. We all have a common goal. And Father, I start with me, and I ask you, Lord, go in, Lord God, out of me, Father, that the people will see you, that you will bear your fruits, Father God. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit on today. We thank you on today for the name that is above every name, the name that has power, the name that brings healing and deliverance and joy, salvation, and everything we need is in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep us near the cross lest we ever forget. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. We praise you on today. Hallelujah. We ask that you would just Fill our homes with your presence. Hallelujah, God. Go into the atmospheres, oh God. The atmospheres of our homes, Lord God, whatever's not right, whatever's contrary, whatever's contentious, whatever is not of God, purge it out by pouring in your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not going to say a lot on this evening. I'm not going to bring a lot of word on this evening. I want to encourage every listener today. We don't have the moderator for the lines to open the lines as we normally would on this type of prayer call whenever the Lord leads for prayer. But on next week, if the Lord leads you to this Exalting Jesus broadcast and he doesn't change anything, we will be coming together to pray collectively as the people of God, because there are things that could and would be happening if the people of God do not pray. There are many things that the enemy has petitioned. I want to say this. The enemy petitions God to destroy lives. The enemy goes before the throne of God to talk about you and I often. Therefore, God wants us to show him that we're serious about our salvation. So we have to come to the throne of God. We have to be wise enough to come to his throne and to speak on behalf of ourselves, our families, our nation. And really, there's somewhere in the scriptures that says that we must be watchful and serious in our prayers. That means if the Bible has to tell us to be serious about prayer, then that means the carnal mind and the soulless realm isn't really serious about prayer. So God has to instruct us, oh God, to be serious about prayer. In fact, Jesus said, when ye pray, do not be like the hypocrites or the Pharisees in them, because they think they will be heard for their much speaking. So it's not a lot of words required, but a lot of heart that God is looking for. It's a lot of heart that God is looking for at this time. We're in a time where the Lord is bringing judgment. And I want to clear something real, real good. The judgment of God doesn't mean God destroying lives. It can lead to that when men don't repent. But the judgment of God means exactly what it means. He's judging you. He's looking from heaven, and he's looking upon your hearts, our hearts, my heart, your heart, all of our hearts, closely examining God. The Lord already knows the times of visitation. And in the times of visitation is when the Spirit of the Lord will look and examine you. He will examine you. And we have to be found faithful in these times, but we should be faithful at all times, so that at any moment if he shows up, he will catch us doing the right in honor to his name and by virtue of his Spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And if he's given us liberty, then we're free to do his will. So, Father, we thank you. We praise you. And, Father, I ask that you would be with every ready heart on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you are moving. You are moving. Hallelujah. You're moving in our ear gates. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you that you're moving in our ear gates, and you are speaking rhema to your people on today, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you are shifting. You are shifting things, maneuvering things, and manifesting things in our favor, Lord God. And that you're giving us a praying heart as the people of God, not just those who are called ministers or, you know, apostles or bishops or pastors or anything of that nature, but the people of God as a whole. We thank you, Lord God. We cannot even pray as you want us to without your Spirit. Your word says we know not how to pray as we ought to, Father. But the Spirit maketh intercession with groanings, and I feel the groaning of the Spirit on the inside right now. And I know somebody else feels it as well, and the stirring. Father, we just want you to set upon us. Rest upon us, Father. that the prayer wheel will turn more and more and more until you are satisfied. That is the object today. We always come seeking to be satisfied by you, but your word says you satisfy the longing soul. But Lord, I believe there's a place where you want to know, can we satisfy you through our faith, through our prayer? You said, if my people, which are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and they would pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I would hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land. Father God, we have to acknowledge that our ways are wicked before you. We don't even know it sometimes what is wickedness because we don't examine ourselves or allow you to examine us enough to see our way. But as David wrote, he said, try me, O Lord, search my heart, see if there be any wicked thing in me. And then he says, and lead me in the way everlasting. Lead me in the way that is right. The way that is right. If you see something that's not right, turn me. We can't even turn to you without you, God. All we can do is just say yes. All we can do is just yield and do what you said. You said if we would humble ourselves and pray. That's the first step. So we're praying, Father. You said, and seek your face. And then turn from our evil ways, Lord God. Father, we can't just pray, but we must seek your face. Sometimes we pray just to say we prayed and we had a prayer meeting and all. We didn't need to pray. But no, God, we need to seek your face. Because in your face, Lord, there's life everlasting. You said no man can see your face and live. That means this life is over when we see your face. But the eternal life begins that moment. Father, we need you. We need you. We need you every hour. This nation needs you, Lord God. America needs you. Our school systems need you. Our families need you. Our police officers need you, Lord God. Our governing authorities need you. Our school teachers need you, Lord God. Our military needs you. Our government needs you. Our president needs you, Lord God. Our corporations need you. Our churches need you. And Lord, I just pray today that you will release a praying spirit over our land and that you will cause the people of God to hear what is said in the spirit realm concerning prayer, even for such a time as this. Hallelujah, God. And that the weeping and the wailing and the moaning and the travailing will come forth. And God, it won't be because we pushed it. It'll be because we just humbled ourselves, got down on our knees, laid on our faces, and the Holy Spirit did the rest. And Father, that you would pass over our nation and you would leave blessings behind, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you for your arm of protection even now for every saint, every saint's child, Lord God, every supposed to be saint that hasn't come into their inheritance of sainthood yet, I thank you, Lord God, that your mercies are extended and that your preservation power of keeping them is extended in the earth. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you that revival by the hand of the living God is sweeping through our land, moving upon hearts. Lord, there are people in this world and in this nation that are evil and wicked. There are wicked ways that even your people have. You wouldn't tell us to turn from them if we didn't have them. And often we don't even see it. But Father, I know there's a righteous remnant in the land as well. And today I pray that the cry of the righteous be heard. I pray that the righteous begin to increase more and more in love, more and more in demonstration of your power, more and more in understanding and in the gifts of God as you see fit to move them and operate through them. Hallelujah, Lord God. I pray against the spirit of showmanship. Yes, Lord. I pray against every spirit of contention, Lord God, in the body of Christ. And that the righteous remnant will rise. And that you will bring those to the forefront. Because, God, it's not about none of us, myself included, God. It's all about King Jesus. And whoever you want to exalt, whoever you want to place in the forefront, if there's a changing of the guard in this season, Lord God, we just want you to be glorified. We just want you to speak to us. We just want you to hear from us and move on our behalf, oh God. Turn things around in our favor, Lord God, for our children's sake and our children's children's sake, Lord God, and so on. Give us strategies and plans, Lord God, to implement your kingdom in the earth. Hallelujah, Lord God. These things I pray today. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, as we hear the sound of my voice on today, I pray that you would utter beyond what they can hear me say, that they will hear you echoing in the chambers of their heart today, Lord, and that a deposit from heaven, hallelujah, is made in every ready heart. You are the judge of the hearts, so you know what heart needs what, God. So we leave the work in your hands. Hallelujah, Jesus. And today I just ask, Lord God, that you would go before us, straighten every crooked path. Father, you see every plan and every plot of danger that the enemy has set before us. We just pray right now you take it down and loose every holy angel that is on assignment for your people to be kept. All this week, in the name of Jesus, we pray against all forms of tragedy. We pray against all forms of hurt, harm, and danger. We pray against disillusion and flattery. We pray against depression in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. I told you I'm not going to be long, so I'm just in a place where the Lord really is calling for prayer, and there's not a lot that needs to be said. It's not a lot that needs to be said. We just need to pray, and the second part of prayer is to listen. Hear, because God has instructions. There's always an instruction. The question is, are we listening? Hallelujah. So I'm going to release the line today. May those who have assembled today to hear the broadcast be blessed. May the Lord keep each one of you. May he make his face shine upon you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace. We place the name of Jesus upon all listeners today. And may God bless you with a blessing that follows the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second, and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see, the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit,
cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. Your pills are
and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother.
She said, pray about
it. I talked to my pastor.
She said, pray about
it. But I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Hold up. Hey, yeah, oh. I did everything I could to take away my trouble, but everything I tried did not stop my struggle. Just doing me every day. Guess I was in my own way. But I'm here to tell you, without his grace, I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. How can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa, God is. Yes, he is. He's trying to get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No. Listen.
God's trying to tell you something. Hey.
God's trying to tell you something. God's trying to tell you something. Listen.
Tried
your way, it didn't work.